From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. Guaranteed income is a radical idea that's actually pretty simple. Give people in need free money every month with no strings attached. This year, dozens of cities across the country are trying it out. For the Gulf States Newsroom, Stephen Bisaha and Aubrey Uhas introduce us to three mothers picked to test guaranteed income in the South.
Stephen, the first person we're going to talk about is Nia. She's a young mom living in Louisiana.
And we should say for Nia and everyone else in this story, we're just going to use their first names, since the women worry about being targeted if everyone knew they're getting extra cash.
Right. Nia's one of 125 young adults who started receiving $350 a month in April through a program run by the city of New Orleans. I met Nia and her daughter in a park by their house. Nia's 22 years old, and her daughter celebrated her first birthday earlier this month.
Whenever she was first born, everyone said like she wasn't going to make it because she was so small.
She was born 3 months premature and weighed less than 2 pounds.
That hit me like I thought I was going to lose my baby. And she's here now, which is great. I feel like every day should be a celebration.
Nia loves being a new mom, but it has a steep learning curve. Being a young single mom, not making much money, has presented Nia with even more obstacles. High rents pushed her to move in with her grandmother, and going back to work post-pregnancy meant spending a good portion of her income on a car, gas, and daycare. Welfare is supposed to help with a lot of this. The problem is getting things like subsidized housing can take years. Other programs told Nia she was earning too much money from her job to qualify. It's why she's grateful for New Orleans' Guaranteed Income Program. She says that $350 a month helps.
When I first got it, I was thinking, like, what am I going to do with it? I think I gave my grandmother her rent money. That's what I did. I think I bought something for my baby, and then the rest of it I spent on gas.
But she also says that money doesn't go very far, especially with recent high inflation. For things to really change, Nia says she has to keep working, save for her own apartment, and eventually go back to college. And Stephen, to make that happen, she says she has to stay on her A game, which we know isn't easy when a single emergency can throw you off that game.
Yeah, and that reminds me of Maya in Birmingham.
I am one of the people who bad luck seems to follow every now and then at the worst timings.
Birmingham's Guaranteed Income Program is giving $375 a month to single moms like her. Maya has a baby on the way, a 1-year-old daughter, and a 4-year-old son who, when we visited, kept changing his outfits.
This is mine?
Yeah, this is your baby sharks.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. You just keep changing your clothes, huh?
Maya had dreamed of going to school to be a surgeon, but bad luck kept getting in the way with things like cars breaking down and stolen rent money. Her luck seemed to turn when she got a job at a hospital delivering meals. Not the same as her dream of being a surgeon, but she loved getting to spend time with the patients.
Especially for the patients that have to be there for some time. That really gives me a joy and what helps me wake up and look forward to working every day.
But then her luck turned again. She says the hospital let her go because complications with her pregnancy mean she can no longer lift anything above 10 pounds. This was a big setback. But now she's receiving that guaranteed income.
If I didn't have that money, then I know I'd be a tons more stressed, you know, with the baby on the way and already having kids. So that takes a lot of the stress away.
Any money from the program not spent on emergencies, Maya says she's spending on her kids, something we've heard from moms in other guaranteed income programs.
That's true, but not true for every mom. Natasha lives in Atlanta, where a guaranteed income pilot is giving her $875 a month for the next 2 years.
And what do your kids think of the guaranteed income program? Have you explained it to them?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I'm going to tell them because then they're going to want more money from me.
Okay, that might sound harsh.
Yeah, it's a little bit harsh.
No, but Natasha's kids are older now, and for over half her life, she's put herself on the back burner. Along with raising her kids by herself, she often worked 2 jobs and took care of her own mom. She says for most of her adult life, she's felt like an ATM.
And things are constantly being withdrawn from me, but nothing is being deposited into me. So if no deposits are being made, I'm rendered useless.
Natasha says the guaranteed income program feels like the deposit she's been waiting for. And the people running the program say that's the point. They want to celebrate these women and how hard they've had to fight. Natasha says at orientation, everyone from the security guard to the people helping her with paperwork were so friendly. And when it was all done,
everyone started clapping for me. For them to clap for me. And no one has ever clapped for me in my life ever. I feel like stepping out and coming back in so I can continue to receive more of this applause. But it felt so good because it made me feel like I did something great. When I wasn't doing something great, it was the services that they were giving to me that was so great. And that blew my breath away.
Aubrey, it sounds like Natasha is adamant about not letting that money go to waste.
Yeah. Like Maya, she's always dreamed of working in healthcare and wants to go back to school to become a respiratory technician. So the thing she spent that first $850 deposit on was nothing. She's leaving that in her ATM, ready to prevent her next emergency from becoming a setback. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Aubrey Juhas in New Orleans.
And I'm Stephen Bisaha in Birmingham.